Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps. I am a brother to dragons and a companion to owls. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death, thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, and the wild beasts of the islands shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces. And her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged. And thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof, and it shall be an habitation of dragons, and a court for owls. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. And I will make Jerusalem heaps and a den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. Behold, the noise of the brute is come, and a great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate, and a den of dragons. And the wild asses did stand in the high places. They snuffed up the wind like dragons. Their eyes did fail, because there was no grass. And Hazor shall be a dwelling of dragons, and a desolation for ever. There shall no man abide there, nor any son of man dwell in it. And Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, and astonishment, and an hissing without an inhabitant. Therefore I will wail and howl, I will go stripped and naked. I will make a wailing like the dragons, and mourning as the owls. And I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness.